All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. Eagles and Seahawks tonight. Of course, you can hear it right here on 94 WIP. The pregame will start when we are off the air at 6 o'clock. The game, the postgame, I'll be on with Trey on WIP's Facebook and Instagram live after the game for a postgame. So you have that right there, Ike.
How do you think that's going to go?
Yeah. Honestly, you always hope that it's
by good. The way, I'll be checking you out tonight.
Yeah, you're not doing your
No, not tonight. It's just I was gonna say I'll be checking you out as long as I'm still awake.
Yeah, I wouldn't still be awake if I wasn't working. I'd be sleeping. And DVRing the post game live, which
right.
Is
I've already set the recorder.
Yep,
I've already set the recorder. But just in case I fall asleep during this game.
Yeah, so try to stay awake. But hopefully there is some action in the game that's more than just the Seahawks. But so BetQL, this is a great app that it's an analytics based app that has picks and things like that. But it's also a lot of great information. So giving the Eagles a 29.95% chance to beat the Seahawks tonight, Ike. So a 3-in-10 chance, essentially, of winning the game outright.
So there is a chance.
I'd say that's a jack. I'd say 30% is a lot more than I'd give them.
I think that's pretty high.
I'd give them about a no percent chance.
That's pretty good.
Zero. The line opened up as Eagles were only 3-point dogs at home.
In the beginning, yeah.
In the beginning, but it's moved all the way to 6 points. And this is not good news for the Eagles. Under Pete Carroll, the Seahawks, during weeks 10 through 13, they're 28-9 against the spread.
Listen, man, do we need any more, anything that's in the favor of the Seahawks? I mean, 6-0 against us or 5-0, whatever it is bad enough.
Well, no, they're due. That's right? That would be it. They're due.
That's all I got. That's all I got is that, well, I can't see outside now because it's dark, but I can hear all of the thundering and
thundering
I can see the lightning.
Yeah, it's doing that in Center City, too. It's supposed to clear up by 8 o'clock. That's what I saw.
Okay.
So we'll see. Hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't need this being any later than it already is going to be. No lightning delays. All right. So check this out. So, yeah. I mean, I think that the question of why is Jalen Hurts playing this week? Why is it being presented to the media as it's going to be extensive playing time and without Carson Wentz being on the field? It's not just that he's going to get more snaps. Specifically, it was Carson Wentz is not going to be lined up. So, in other words, I think the implication was he's going to play actual quarterback. It's not going to be trick plays or things like that. He may actually throw the ball like a regular quarterback.
Uh-huh.
It is coming, according to Jeff Mosher, noted Birds insider.
Uh-huh.
Jeffrey Lurie gave the directive to play Hurts if Wentz struggles.
Really?
It would make sense. I mean, Jeff's information is normally pretty good.
Yeah. Wow.
It would make sense. And if that's true, then you just might as well take the rest of the season and flush it. If the owner is now deciding on the young quarterback playing if Carson Wentz struggles. I actually thought that he would be the last person to do that based on his affinity for Carson in the past, but maybe he's just as frustrated as everybody.
And I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. And I'm pretty sure he realizes where the team is at right now, and he certainly wants to be in the postseason, but he's also been around the game long enough to identify what a real playoff team is and what a real good season is versus backdooring into the playoffs or winning some weak division. So maybe this was something that they needed to hear. Like, they needed that from Jeffrey Lurie to have the okay to do it.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. Like, you said it all the time. Like, if you're going to bench Carson Wentz, that's not a Doug decision.
Not solely anyway. No, yeah, in a game, maybe, sure.
During a game, but going into that next week, there's conversations that's going to the guy that wrote a $128 million guaranteed check.
Yes, sir. Wow. No doubt about that. And it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense that the owner, not that he's telling you who to play and who not to play, but, man, you better have a good explanation as to why you're sitting a guy who he's paid that amount of money to.
Yeah, I mean.
And he's going to have say in it.
I guess you're right if Jeffrey Lurie went to Doug and Howie and said, listen, if he's playing bad, put him in there.
Right.
Right?
And it kind of gives them the freedom to go ahead and do it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. We have, by the way, the Steelers and Ravens game's now been moved to Wednesday.
Wednesday?
So the game that was originally scheduled for last Thursday is now moving to Wednesday.
And are they expecting them to play on Sunday?
No, they would have to move. They'd probably move that Sunday game to Monday or maybe even Tuesday.
Really?
There were like 19 Ravens on the COVID list. They made the poor Denver Broncos put a practice squad wide receiver with no practice time in the game after they tried to have an assistant coach start the game, which they should have allowed that. That would have been
great.
Hold on.
I didn't see that. They tried to have an assistant coach start the game?
Yeah. Was it Elway? No, it was not him. No, it was weird. He's 28 years old. He's like a quality control offensive assistant, and he played quarterback in college, but he wasn't a very accomplished quarterback in college. But they thought he could run the offense better than putting a wide receiver in to do it, and they're probably right.
Man. Goodness gracious,
I felt bad for the kid yesterday. I didn't feel bad for him, but it was like people that were ripping him and saying what do you expect? He's not even an NFL wide receiver. You put him at quarterback?
Right. No, I'm with you. I saw that yesterday. I'm like, man, what is this? What am I watching right here? I got two quarterbacks just running around throwing up slop.
It would have been like Ike Bill Musgrave being the quarterback in 1998.
Yes.
When he was with you. That's what it would have been like. Like a younger coach, but that had played in college.
Yes.
That's what they tried to do.
Yes, and Bill, I think Bill Musgrave was in camp with the Colts that year.
Yes. Right, and the NFL didn't allow it because they didn't want teams stacking coaches as coaches and then being able to play them. But in this situation, I would have allowed it. I don't know. It's awesome. Let's go to T in Collegeville. Hi, T.
What up, old heads? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, T?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. I had to take a little hiatus, but I'm back, man. Hope you're all right, Ike, man.
Oh, I'm man. I'm doing well, T.
Yep. Pray for you, whatever you need, man. You need some Robitussin, I'll send it to you. I got you.
He's got a stash.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
And Johnny Marks, man, the post-game show with you and John Henry, man, a third of it's going to be you talking about pudding popping delicious, man, because that whole right side's trash right now.
Got
broken toe bodyguard and turntable delicious over there mixing it up.
Oh, no.
Isn't Matt Pryor their worst offensive lineman that they've had?
Hold up, T. Who is turntable delicious? Hold on.
Matt Pryor.
They keep turning this guy out there, man. It's like a remix. Every time he just gets a chance, man. I'm sick of this cat. Man, I don't know, man. Delicious.
Turntable delicious.
Right. You know, and the whole Jalen Hurts thing, I mean, if Jeffrey Lurie's bringing that down, man, this offseason is going to be mighty interesting, in my opinion, if that rumor's out there is true. And Jalen Hurts, to me, before I heard that, I mean, I automatically thought it was a deflection / fishing / let's see what this investment is. But now that you say that, man, you put a whole new wrinkle in my night.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, man, it's just crazy. 14 months ago, we done said, let's do this rebuild. And now it looks like, man, we should have done the rebuild. I'm not sorry to say it, but we a mess, man. We just a mess.
No, it is, T. There's no other way around it, brother. There is no other way around it. That this is not good. This is not good. The product on the field is not good. And I know the quarterback, rightfully so, is getting a lot of attention and taking a lot of the heat, he and Doug. But I'll ask again, give me the area on this team that you can say, you know what, they're playing well. I mean, the running backs, yeah, but is Miles available every week? Do we run the ball enough every week? So we know the running backs can produce. Do they get the opportunities to produce as much as they could? And in the other areas of the team, they are totally underperforming. Totally underperforming.
Yeah, this team stinks.
I mean, the defensive line, come on, man. With the exception of Brandon Graham, has anybody else looked spectacular out there this year? Josh Sweat's look good at times.
Yeah,
I'll give him that. Yeah,
BG, Fletcher's been kind of inconsistent. Malik Jackson's done nothing. Hargraves done pretty much nothing.
Oh, my God, Hargraves.
Right, Derek Barnett's had a couple sacks, but I don't feel like that he's really played well.
Right.
Right, like he's got the sacks. He's been all right.
But not the 14th pick in the draft.
No, not what we were looking for this year with the breakout. Where are we with the breakout campaigns with the
Oh, they're just breaking out elsewhere. Sidney Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not breaking out here.
You were right on Sidney Jones. You were right on Rasul. And I was watching Rasul play a little bit on Red Zone yesterday. He was making some plays.
Yeah.
JJ, we were wrong, right? That hasn't worked out yet.
Oh, man, that was terrible. I can't even believe I went there.
Yeah, me either. I've never been more disappointed in my life.
Yeah, no, but but Ike jumped. He's not like you. All right, coming up. Marks and Reese text line. Today's program is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's, that's the best game day experience. Order Chickies and Pete's to go for the game tonight. Chickies and Pete's the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles. ChickiesandPete's.com. Come back. Mark Sunrise text line. Rest of your phone calls next. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers and De Beers Forever. Mark Diamonds, a diamond is forever. If you are getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville should be your first and last stop. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Ike, what is your prediction and score on the game tonight?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to go with 24-20. Eagles win.
Oh!
What?
Did I say Eagles win?
Yeah, you know.
You did. You did.
Feeling okay?
Yes, I'm feeling okay.
The last time that this many people thought the Eagles were going to lose was the 49ers game, and they won. So I may be sound thinking.
They always win this game.
Yeah. Except, so I'm going. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, why not? Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to go 24-20. They win.
37-23. If you have Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Russell Wilson, Chris Carson tonight, you in fantasy, you're probably a lucky man or lady.
I'm not sure we're even going to get the game in. Elliot just texted me. The link is on lockdown because of the weather, and all the media are sitting in their cars because they can't go in yet. Probably all listening to us, which is a lot of pressure.
Hey, media. Hey,
Les. Do you want to say hi to Les?
Hey, Jeff McClain. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, everybody.
Well, according to my never-wrong Philadelphia iPhone forecast,
yes.
It says thunderstorm right now, and the lightning actually flashes on the phone. But the rain is supposed to stop. Like it's cloudy, but there's no rain scheduled for after 6 o'clock. So, I don't know.
Are we using that as an official report for the Eagles?
Well, I mean, they're not. It's not just some guy making it up. It comes from the National Weather Service, Jack.
I will say this. They actually told us it was going to rain all day Thursday, and we didn't get much rain out here.
It cleared out by like noon. Yeah, it did for us too.
Yeah. I wonder how the players get to warm up. It's 2 hours. It's almost 2 hours before game time.
Yep.
So, and you say it's still raining and stuff outside. So, yeah, players probably can't warm up. All right, I hope they don't delay this game.
Yeah, please.
It's not getting canceled. Yeah, it's not getting canceled. No. But, yeah, I guess it could be delayed if the weather is unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. It's a game day text line. Text line.
Why isn't anyone talking about benching Wentz for me? Nate Sudfeld on his way to the link.
Yeah, not one person. Sorry, Nate.
Well, he did say he want to lead his own team one day.
Yeah.
I mean, Howie said that.
Yeah, next year he's going to be leading the team. What's next?
Loving how well this quarterback factory is running, baby. Trevor in Birdsboro.
Yeah, just churning them out, Ike. Churning out great quarterback play.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It actually goes back to what Inge was saying. Inge earlier, sometimes he makes sense that after they drafted Jalen Hurts, Howie's talking like Jalen Hurts is, you know, they loved him, backup quarterback, inexpensive option. They're a quarterback factory. They'll just keep drafting quarterbacks and then they trade them or whatever. You know what I mean? Like at the time when he brings up the quarterback factory, he was thinking pretty highly of the team he was building.
Yeah.
And now, not so much. Mm-mm. What's next?
56? Really, John Fritz? Next thing you'll tell me, Nick Pivetta is a great pit. Oh, wait. Tom from Abington.
Oh, that was left over from Stump the Millennial on Wednesday. Fritz did not know how many games that Joe DiMaggio, the hitting streak.
Wow, how many of you, did you hear about that over the break?
Yeah, of course I did. That was the most embarrassing day of my life.
See, now
my parents are making fun of me. It was bad.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh,
hey,
wow.
Thank God Jill never listens. So.
Hey, Jack, can you pass the gravy? Dumbass.
It was bad.
What's next?
Only took 3 years for Jeffrey Lurie to move from New Normway to the intersection of Trainwreck Avenue and Dumpster Fire Boulevard. But as bad as it is, at least you didn't fire 80 employees just in time for the holidays.
Aww.
Big ups to you, John Middleton. Okay, Josh, you're up. Scott from Delco.
I knew it was Scott. Yeah, John Middleton, they laid off 80 employees, but also some of them took buyouts.
Yeah.
You know, right after Thanksgiving, I guess, is when it came out.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, you lose $2 billion, man. It's tough.
Yeah, they definitely did that. Yeah, yeah. I think they lost $2 billion, but yeah, I mean, like Marcus Hayes wrote an interesting piece, and he broke it down to where they'd likely save like $8 million based on the salaries that they were probably being paid. You know, I'm never going to crush a business that is running as a business, right? Like, we look at it as a baseball team. He's a billionaire. They look at it as a business, right?
Sure, yeah.
So what we're looking at and what he's looking at are two different, totally different things. I know it doesn't look good. I know it doesn't look good. They also waited a long time before laying people off. Other organizations, other baseball teams had done it a lot earlier. So yeah. I'm kind of torn because it does look bad, but, you know.
Yeah, but I can't imagine any sports team, professional sports team, or throwing the major colleges making any money this year off of anything other than TV money. Like, how do you make any other money this year?
You're,
like,
you're
I
not
imagine
getting
a
much.
Lot, yeah, I would imagine a lot of people losing money this year.
You're not getting much. You're just your hopes, like merchandise and apparel and stuff, you're getting a chunk of, but for the most part, it's the TV contracts. But it's also it also came out that they lost how much money, Jack? They're saying they lost like $140 million.
$145 million
last year. Is that like, that's what you're all told you, as a business, you lost 145, or you just didn't have 145, like you already thought you were making that $145 million and you didn't make that. There's a difference between losing $145 million and not making the $145 million that you otherwise would have made, right?
Yeah, I think it's more of that.
Yeah, so do I. Which is why it's deceiving when they say they lost that kind of money. That I have a bigger problem with that than anything. What's next?
This team sucks. Jeffrey Lurie from his basement and not heading to the link.
Yeah, now see, that would be alarming.
I don't even think Jeffrey Lurie has a basement.
Yeah.
Well, if he does, he's probably never been down there, right?
Yeah. I don't think Jeffrey has a basement. Yeah.
Now, he does, but he'd probably be like, where's that basement again? Right? He never goes down there. We go down our basements.
All the time.
Yes, I love my basement. What's next?
Thought Nate held his own out there. One Punch Goddard on 95.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
Oh, that's not right.
You've got Goddard alone.
Yeah. Although, man, Nate went down like a sack of potatoes, man.
Who, Dallas?
No, Nate. I said he went
Nate
down.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, Nate Robinson. He went down Saturday like a sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes. Man. Like, the first one was just weird, and then the second one, he was just out cold.
Oh, God, yes.
Face first on the canvas. Boom.
Yes.
All right, one more call in here. Let's get to, let's go Andrew in Collingswood. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys ready to see Jason Peters play one series tonight?
At right guard? Maybe. One or two.
Yeah, I think he gets two series, and then he's out, right?
Oh, so you don't think he makes it through the entire game?
No way. I would be cheering for him if he made it through the entire game. But, yeah, there's no way that happens. So what I wanted to talk to you guys about is the three exciting possible scenarios tonight. You guys ready?
Yes.
Shoot.
All right. So tonight is a monumental night for the post-Super Bowl Eagles. One scenario is that Carson Wentz finally realizes that no matter what he does, he's not just a starter. Something might happen. He might get benched. So he plays like Aaron Rodgers does when they drafted Jordan Love. Maybe that's a possibility.
All right. He plays great.
Second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
second
two.
One. Jalen Hurts comes in like Michael Vick did after Kevin Cobb got injured and lights up that Seattle defense, and we have something to look forward to.
All right, three.
Scenario number three. None of it works, and they clear the system. New coaches, new systems, new general manager, and we got a rebuild.
So they both suck, and everybody's gone. All right. I don't know about everybody being gone. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Home Gating's here. Order your Chickies and Pete's to go catering for your game watch party. Chickies and Pete's, official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles. I played Will Fuller in fantasy football a couple weeks ago, and he almost single-handedly beat me. Well, he's been suspended 6 games by the NFL for a PED violation.
I should win that game, man. Yes, I'm with you.
I should get a win.
I'm taking losses to Will Fuller, too, man. I need to find out what the hell Tyreek Hill was on yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Because he got me yesterday.
Oh, man. If you played Tyreek Hill, you probably lost.
Yes, he got me. Well, no, this is how I'm going to lose. Because they're never going to play this Ravens-Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, it's going to be next Thursday by the time we get to Wednesday. Coming up next is the pregame show. All right, go Eagles. Hopefully they get a win tonight.
Go Birds.
All right, we'll talk to you. See ya.